The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Folks, welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. I shouldn't tell you this, but Eric hired someone who sounds just like him to host today's show. But since I'm the announcer, they told me, so I'm telling you, don't be fooled. The real Eric's in jail.
Hey there, folks. Welcome. As you know, it is my privilege on this show to highlight the work of heroes. Some of you know, the Alliance Defending Freedom are heroes. They are fighting for our religious liberties on a level it's almost impossible to really do it justice. When I keep saying that we owe them, anyone who lives in America, whether they know it or don't, the Alliance Defending Freedom is fighting for our religious liberty in the courts, often in the Supreme Court, winning more than 80% of their cases. They do their work pro bono, which is to say, if you are horrified to hear that somebody's coming after you and you don't know where to turn, you turn to them. They don't charge you. The Alliance Defending Freedom does not charge you, which is why I want us to support them. We'll be talking about that in a moment. But now I have the privilege of speaking to their senior counsel, Jeremy Tedesco with Alliance Defending Freedom. Jeremy Tedesco, welcome back.
Thanks, Eric. Appreciate you having me on.
Look, it's our privilege. I have this show for this very purpose. I want people who are listening to be aware of who is out there and what they're doing. It gives us hope. So let's talk about what you're familiar with. We call it debanking. Is that the main subject of what we're going to touch on today?
Yeah, absolutely, especially the congressional hearing that happened just last week on this issue.
So tell us about that for people unfamiliar with this.
Yeah, well, Jim Jordan's House Select Subcommittee on the weaponization of the federal government has kind of been dripping some information out over the last couple months, started in January and then just hit again last week with information about big government colluding with big banks to engage in financial surveillance of American citizens to identify essentially domestic terrorists or domestic threats to democracy.
Yeah.
And as part of that, there's a whole story there. But our story in it is that we were actually swept up in that, Alliance Defending Freedom, because one of the things that the U.S. Treasury Department shared with the big banks to help them identify terrorists and domestic threats is a hate group list. And as we know, the left, it creates these black lists of hate groups, so-called hate groups, and they put Christian organizations like Alliance Defending Freedom on those lists.
Right. Here's the point, folks. In case you're smoking a cigarette and driving down the highway and you miss some of this, let me be clear. The federal government is daring to identify as domestic threats, as terrorists, you and me and the Alliance Defending Freedom, the very people fighting for liberty, the very people fighting for the Constitution, for the American founders' view of liberty. Those people, which is to say most of you listening and me and the folks at Alliance Defending Freedom, have been targeted by our federal government. Now, are you paying attention that we're in a war and that we have to do everything we can to support the good guys like the folks at Alliance Defending Freedom? Because it is it's completely out of hand. Even to hear you say this, Jeremy Tedesco, obviously gets me excited, because I think this is so sick. This is so sick. In other words, they're not simply, overreaching their authority. They are turning their authority against what is good and right and true. That's how bad it is. This is not just, oh, this could go in a wrong direction. It's gone in the wrong direction. And they are using the power of the federal government to go after the champions of freedom like the Alliance Defending Freedom. It's absolutely stunning. And I wanted to make it crystal clear for my audience of what is going on, because folks, this is how bad it is. So you folks at the Alliance Defending Freedom are targeted. This is how you know who the good guys are. If they're targeted by the federal government or by the Southern Poverty Law Center or any of these wicked, wicked entities, you know those are the good guys, and we need to stand with them. So, folks, I hope you will stand with the Alliance Defending Freedom. But before I give Jeremy a chance to talk further, I want to be real clear. We need you to go to MetaxasTalk.com. You'll see the banner, MetaxasTalk.com. I'll give you the phone number in a moment. So, Jeremy, it's just amazing stuff. So please just give us more details. I'm clearly amazed.
Yeah,
this
sure.
Stuff.
Well, you know, people throw around the term Orwellian, but I think somewhat loosely at times. But this really applies. The federal government was surveilling, financial surveillance through collusion with the big banks of American citizens for a whole host of reasons. It wasn't just these hate group lists they were sharing. They were looking for people whose financial transactions included terms like Trump, that they shopped at Dick's Sporting Goods or Cabela's, that they had political opinions that, you know, were right of center. I mean, these are the kind of indicators they were telling big banks to surveil people on the basis
of. If you love God and the United States of America, you're the bad guy, according to these evil actors. That is where we are in America, that they're actually now, it's not just implied, they're actually being outed. We have the facts, and we have a few heroes like Jim Jordan out there in Congress pointing fingers and saying, these people are doing this and we better pay attention. So you guys at the Alliance Defending Freedom, you've been fighting this battle for a long time. So what are you doing with regard to this specifically?
Well, on the banking front, I mean, we've been concerned about debanking for quite some time now. We've been really working on it for the last year and a half. One of the things that we're doing is we're helping push legislation in the states, the state legislative session, debanking legislation. It's called the Equality in Financial Services Act. It's been introduced in about 8 states. And we're hoping to get that passed in at least one state. And what that does is protect people from being debanked because of their religious or political beliefs. And so we really need to have the states step up and provide protections for people's basic civil liberties. No American should be afraid that they're going to lose their bank account because they exercise their political or religious beliefs in the public square. But that's really where we're at, and we need to put a stop to it.
Well, this is why I say to my audience, folks, please help. Please help. If we don't fight now, it's over. It's never been like this in America. I mean, for years and years, these things have been happening slowly, slowly, slowly. But now it's out in the open, and we're seeing very clearly just the wickedness of these forces arrayed against liberty, against those who dare to say, I love America, I believe in God, I take the Bible seriously. If you're one of those people, you have been targeted, and we have to fight. If you don't fight, I say this all the time, you're part of the problem. You're not doing nothing. You're helping evil to win if you're not part of the solution. One easy way you can be part of the solution is by helping those who are fighting with everything they have, helping the Alliance Defending Freedom. So I want to give you the website again, and I want to give you the phone number. The website is MetaxasTalk.com. You'll see the banner. I beg you to give generously. The nation is at stake. Liberty is at stake. This is not a hyperbole. I'm not exaggerating. We are in a pitched battle against people who are the enemies of liberty and who dare to call us the enemies of liberty. That's what makes it so evil. The phone number is 855-385-0596, 855-385-0596. Folks, I just beg you to take a stand here. 855-385-0596 and the website MetaxasTalk.com. You'll see the banner. So what else do we need to know, Jeremy Tedesco, on this debanking stuff?
Well, I think we're only seeing the tip of the iceberg, really. So it's really wonderful, and kudos to Jim Jordan for doing, starting the select subcommittee on the weaponization of the federal government. This is where the Twitter files has come out of. This is where all the information about how AI is being weaponized by grants through federal agencies to shut down speech online. And those same tools are being applied in the financial context. So what we're seeing right now is a lot of sunlight on a problem that threatens everybody's civil liberties. And I think we're going to see, ultimately coming out of this, hopefully some legislative solutions, not just at the state level, but at the federal level as well, if we can get the right folks in the right positions and seats in the federal administration and in both sides of the Congress.
I do think most people listening, we couldn't have imagined that it would get this bad in America. And I just want to be clear, folks, if you're half listening, it is this bad. And we need everybody to do what they can. So MetaxasTalk.com is the website, MetaxasTalk.com.
How do you feel? Well, I feel great. And one of the reasons I believe I feel better is because I take Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. They've got an amazing story of how this product was developed by Dr. Douglas Howard. It's right there on their website. Balance of Nature receives over 1,000 success stories every single month. They have hundreds of thousands of customers who've purchased billions of capsules of their fruits and veggies over the past 20 years. You should check it out on their website. Their products are gluten-free and non-GMO, and they contain no added sugars or synthetics. I think if you're looking for something to make you feel better naturally, you should definitely give Balance of Nature a try. In fact, order today. Whether you order online or call them direct, you must use the promo code ERIC to get the special offer of 35% off. Call them at 800-246-8751. And use discount code ERIC or order online at balanceofnature.com. Use discount code ERIC to get 35% off. 35% off. Legacy Precious Metals has a revolutionary new online platform that allows you to invest in real gold and silver online. In a few easy steps, you can open an account online, select your metals of choice, and choose to have them stored in a vault or shipped to your door. You have access to a dashboard where you can track your portfolio growth in real time, anytime. You'll see transparent pricing on each coin and bar. This puts you in complete control of your money. The platform is free to sign up for. Visit legacypminvestments.com and open your account and see this new investing platform for yourself. Gold hedges against inflation and against a volatile stock market. A true diversified portfolio isn't just more stocks and bonds, but different asset classes. This new platform allows you to make investments in gold and silver, no matter how small or large, with a few clicks. Visit legacypminvestments.com to get started. You're going to love this free new tool they've added, legacypminvestments.com. Legacypminvestments.com. Check it out.
Hey there, folks. Welcome back. As you know, the Alliance Defending Freedom is fighting for you. Maybe you didn't know that. They're fighting for you. So as far as I'm concerned, you owe them. Not to put a guilt trip on you, but why not? Because it's actually true. They are fighting for religious liberty all across this nation. It's why we are thrilled to be this month doing a fundraiser for them, because they actually need your help. You can go to MetaxasTalk.com. Honestly, if you knew what they're doing, you'd want to help them. People often say to me, Eric, what can I do? What can I do? This is the kind of thing you can do and should do if you care about liberty in America, which is going away very quickly. I was going to say not to scare you, but no, to scare you. It is going away very quickly. And if it were not for the Alliance Defending Freedom, it would already be gone. Those are not, histrionics. That's actually true. And it's why it's my privilege to try to help ADF raise funds so they can continue doing what they're doing for us, for American liberty. In fact, today, it's my privilege to have senior counsel with ADF on the program, Caleb Dalton. Welcome.
Thanks, Eric, for having me. Appreciate it.
Well, listen, we appreciate you guys and what you are doing. You are heroes. We love you. It's why I beg my audience to be generous. Go to MetaxasTalk.com. Please, folks, you'll see the banner. please help. This is for all the marbles, as we say. It's not 1985. This is not something in the future. We have to fight right now. So, Caleb, what are some of the cases that ADF is working on, just to give my audience a taste of what you guys are up to?
Yeah, thanks, Eric. And you say we're the heroes. I think our clients are the heroes. So we're representing right now pregnancy resource centers who are out there trying to provide. They provide ultrasounds, free STI testing. They provide diapers, car seats for women in need and in crisis. And we've seen the studies that show when these women have these resources, they choose life. We're able to represent these clinics that are being targeted and harassed by unjust governments. So okay. The attorney generals. Yep.
I just want to interrupt. You know, folks, this gets very personal for me because there's all these things that matter to me. But my wife, Suzanne, for 12 years in Manhattan, ran the Crisis Pregnancy Center. It's now called Avail. They did God's work. They helped women to choose life. And many children exist today because of the work of Avail and because of the work of these pregnancy centers around the country. If you want to know the level of wickedness in our nation today, these pregnancy centers, they are not just not being helped by those on the left. They're being attacked. They are being attacked. And so ADF is who you turn to when you're being attacked, your pregnancy center, and you need to figure out how do we survive. That's where we are in America, which is why I get so animated about this. It's mind-blowing, folks. You need to be part of the solution and go to MetaxasTalk.com and to give generously today, please. But you were telling us, Caleb, about the details of this case. So what's the name of this, you said, this client? What is the name of this pregnancy center that you guys at ADF are representing right now?
So just across the river in New Jersey, the attorney general there is going after First Choices Pregnancy Resource Center. And what he's doing there, he worked with Planned Parenthood. We have evidence. He worked with Planned Parenthood to draft these harassing documents against the pregnancy resource center, saying you have to give us all your volunteer information, your donor information. As your wife that ran that pregnancy resource center, can you imagine she has to give all her volunteers information out, her donors information out, all of it's going after over 10 years of their documents. They have to spend their time doing that instead of serving women.
All right. I have to interrupt again. It's amazing that I'm saying this, that I see this. But if you read my Bonhoeffer book, this is what the Nazis did. With every year, they became more aggressive in crushing their enemies. So the SS, 1933, 34, they're hanging back. But as soon as they got a little power, they began to target and crush their enemies. That is what's happening in the United States of America today. This is, you said, New Jersey.
That's right.
Okay. So imagine, folks, there's so many abortions happening in New Jersey. First Choices sets up, says, we want to help women. We want to help them choose life. And the government in New Jersey says, we're going to go after you with everything we have. We're not just going to go after you, on some surface level. We're going to try to get the names of your donors. Now, when I think of how many people I know who have given to pregnancy centers, they want those names. Now, what are they going to do with those names? Is the FBI going to knock on their doors? This is satanic stuff happening in our time. So what do? You turn to the Alliance Defending Freedom and say, will you please help us? And it's only because you folks out there listening right now give to the Alliance Defending Freedom that they have the ability to help people being attacked. So, Caleb Dalton, I have to say I'm amazed to hear of the vicious aggressiveness of the leftist pro-abortion state of the government in New Jersey going to these lengths. But keep talking, because this is we need to know what is happening. Otherwise, people will do nothing. So please keep going.
That's right. I can tell you exactly what they do with that information, because the attorney general in Washington state did the same thing to Obria Pregnancy Resource Centers there. And what they did with that information, they started sending subpoenas to contractors that Obria worked with to harass them. So they are using a totalitarian tactic to harass not only the pregnancy resource centers, but any contractors that worked with them.
And I want to say this is the whole thing, is that what they do, it might not be legal. Now, folks, listen to this. It might not be legal. It might not be constitutional. They don't care. If they can get away with it, they do it. And so if the Alliance Defending Freedom didn't come in now to push back legally and to force them to back off, if it's possible, they would just keep coming. This is what happened in Colorado with Jack Phillips and the Masterpiece Cake Shop. It's happening all across America. They're doing whatever they can get away with. That's the key, whatever they can get away with. And the only way we can stop them is by pushing back, by going to the Alliance Defending Freedom and saying we need to take them to court. We need to fight in the court. We need brilliant lawyers to make it clear that this is not constitutional, that this violates their rights. If ADF doesn't do that, they will just keep coming. And this is, you just said it, Caleb, these are totalitarian tactics. So this is a wake-up call for the American church. I keep saying this because I wrote my book, Letter to the American Church, and we made the film, Letter to the American Church. This is happening now. It is happening right now, and it's why people say, what can I do? You can give to the Alliance Defending Freedom. MetaxasTalk.com is the website. So, Caleb, this is disturbing. Keep going. Keep spelling out what is happening in this particular case with First Choices in New Jersey.
So the district court there, the judge, on his own, without even being asked, dismissed that case. And that's why we have it brought up to the Supreme Court right now, because he said, even though you're being harassed, you don't actually have a real First Amendment harm yet. And that is incorrect as a matter of law, and it's an injustice. That's why we brought it up to the Supreme Court. We're asking the court to reinstate that case and to say, no, you can't use the power of the government to harass people that you disagree with. This is something fundamental that every American should agree with. Ronald Reagan said, we don't pass freedom on in our bloodstream, right? We have to fight for it every day. And that's what we're doing. We're fighting for that freedom for these resource centers, but even for people who disagree with us. The government shouldn't have the power to come after and harass individuals or organizations that it disagrees with, whether you agree with our clients or not. That's fundamentally a freedom that all Americans should have, and we can't lose that.
I mean, it's so incredible. The left in America has thrown away the rule of law. They've thrown away the Constitution. Now, I got to be honest. If the right is doing this, I and those I know who love the Constitution would object on principle, because on principle, this is wrong. They're not even going about what they're doing fairly, so that you could say, well, we have differences of opinions. No, they've thrown away the rule book. They've thrown away the Constitution. They do not care. And this is why, if we don't fight back, it's over. So, folks, I don't know how more dramatically I can put it. This is up to us, right? This is up to the American church in particular. You say you care about the unborn. Well, you've got to prove it. You've got to take action. One of the ways you can do that, go to MetaxasTalk.com. Please help them. They're doing God's work, but we have to help them. You have to go. If you don't go to MetaxasTalk.com, I can give you a phone number if you prefer to call. MetaxasTalk.com. The banner is there. Give generously. I say anybody who can give $15,000. Now, most people can't give $100 or give what you can. But anybody give $15,000, I will volunteer my evening. We'll get together and have dinner. We can figure out whatever you want to do. I just put that out there because one thing I can do is give of my time. But MetaxasTalk.com is the website. You can call 855-385-0596, MetaxasTalk.com, or dial 855-385-0596. I'll say it again. You can dial it now, and I beg you to do it. 855-385-0596. God bless you as you give.
Our God-given freedoms are facing unrelenting attacks. It's a battle for truth, and the only way we win is if we stand together. Thankfully, Alliance Defending Freedom has been defending our rights for 30 years and winning. Right now, they're involved in two critical cases before the Supreme Court. They're suing the FDA for endangering the health and safety of women and girls. And in the second case, they're assisting the state of Idaho to defend its law protecting the lives of women and their unborn children against the Biden administration's attempt to override the law and force doctors to perform abortions. Think about it. They need your help. With your best gift, you courageously join ADF in fighting critical Supreme Court cases against government lawlessness and help defend our cherished freedoms. Call 855 385-0596 right now, or go to MetaxasTalk.com. Click on the ADF banner, MetaxasTalk.com. With your help, I've pledged to raise $35,000 by March 31st for ADF. Go to MetaxasTalk.com or call 855-385-0596 to make your best gift now.
Hey, this is Eric Metaxas. For years, I've told you about Nutramedics, a professional supplement brand trusted by doctors since 1993. Nutramedics offers a variety of health bundles. Whether you want to support your immune system, improve your sleep, promote joint comfort, or detoxification support, Nutramedics has a health bundle right for you. The best part about Nutramedics, every year they donate a minimum of 50% of their profits to Christian charities and missions. That's right, 50% of their profits. Nutramedics has a goal of surpassing $100 million in giving by 2030. Many of you take supplements already. Switch to Nutramedics. It's the highest quality, and they donate 50% of their profits. Get 15% off by using the code ERIC during checkout. Go to Nutramedics.com and search health bundles. Support your health while helping others in need. Go to Nutramedics. That's NutraMedix.com. Nutramedics.com. Use the code ERIC for 15% off. Again, Nutramedics, NutraMedix.com. Nutramedics.com. Use the code ERIC for 15% off. Hey, folks, it's my privilege to continue a conversation with Caleb Dalton. He's a senior counsel with the Alliance Defending Freedom. I will say it again and again and again. Alliance Defending Freedom are heroes because they represent other heroes who have no recourse, who are being attacked by overreaching big government entities that hate our liberties. I mean, we are in a war for our liberties. And right now we're talking about a war that concerns not just our liberties, but the very lives of unborn human beings. We have to step up and help the Alliance Defending Freedom, because without them, it's over. You were just saying, Caleb, that First Choice is in New Jersey. They've been attacked by – it's Governor Murphy, is it?
The Attorney General Plotkin.
The Attorney General. Okay. Yep. In New Jersey. And so you guys bring a case – and it's dismissed. Like, basically, the court says, meh, nah, we don't think so. We don't care. So you have to appeal to the Supreme Court of the United States. Is that right?
That's right. And it's really unconscionable. The attorney general didn't even ask for the case to be dismissed. The judge did it on his own. And so what we have here are resource centers who are doing God's work, protecting, providing for women who are literally saving babies' lives, like you said, and they're being harassed by the attorney general. So we're asking the Supreme Court to reinstate that case and allow it to go forward to prevent this harassment across the board. This is something we're seeing all over the country.
Well, listen, I have been sued. I can't talk about that on the air. But those on the left, the secular left, they have become dramatically aggressive. And if those who disagree with them are not aggressive in fighting them, we lose. It's no longer a happy day where, you know, we have people advocating on this side and that side, and we'll figure it out. No, they're being as radical as they can in stripping away what the founders gave us in our founding documents. They are stripping them away. And when I think of the patriots who died, if you're listening to this program, you did not die for this country. But patriots have died for this country and for the Constitution, and we owe them everything to preserve what they bequeathed to us. And it's why we partner with the Alliance Defending Freedom. They are on the front lines battling. So, Caleb Dalton, you're telling us that this court in New Jersey dismisses the case. And again, when you hear the details of it, you think, this is pretty obvious overreach. This is horrifying. This is an attempt to terrorize people into silence, to get them to back away from doing what they're doing, to threaten people who work with this pregnancy center, just to get people to say, okay, well, we'll just back off. So you have to fight. It's wrong. And you're bringing this now to the Supreme Court. So when was that decision made that you had to take this up to the Supreme Court?
It was literally just a few weeks ago that this has been such a rush, kind of a whirlwind of litigation. We had to file an emergency petition with the Court of Appeals. That was denied, and then up to the Supreme Court. It takes a lot of resources, and I just want to say, Eric, thank you to you for doing this and for bringing attention to this, because I get to come to work every day. We represent these resource centers for free. We don't charge them anything. They couldn't afford to pay attorney's fees for something like this, because it's about freedom that we're fighting for all Americans.
And folks, think of the corruption. Think of the corruption. Planned Parenthood and others have a lot of money. They make money from killing children in the womb. They make money. They are for profit. And then they take that money and they, you know what, they give to campaigns of people like the folks we're talking about in New Jersey. They give to their campaign. Will you play ball with us? Will you help us to keep doing what we're doing for women's reproductive health, which is actually killing children in the womb? Will you help us? And then you get the attorney general in New Jersey. He's willing to play ball. He's willing to go hard, to be aggressive. The attorney general in California, Kamala Harris, did some of the most vicious things to David DeLayden. He's been on this program. He's advocating for women. He's advocating for the unborn. Kamala Harris, when she was the attorney general, we think of her as an utterly bubble-headed, blithering fool. And yet, she did very wicked things. She's not merely a bubble-headed, blithering fool, although I'm sorry to say she is that, but she's also been a force for evil, trying to crush people, protecting the unborn, doing the most aggressive things against people that you would consider them heroes if you're listening to this program. And so it's forgive me for stating it so bluntly, but these are wicked figures working hard with money supplied to them by folks like Planned Parenthood to crush our religious liberties and to crush people into silence. David DeLayden is just one of the great heroes in America, one of the great pro-life heroes. Kamala Harris, as Attorney General in California, came after him viciously, folks. You have to understand how vicious. These people are not playing fairly. They are vicious. They want to win. We have to fight back. And so, honestly, it's just my privilege to have an audience, Caleb, that cares about this. That's why I speak so strongly, because they understand this is for all the marbles, that if we do not fight against this evil, it's over. It's over. We lose the ability to protect the unborn. Even think about it. Think about pregnancy centers. They're doing this out of the goodness of their hearts. This is nonprofit. They don't make a dime. My wife did this for 12 years. You don't make a dime. You're doing this because it's right. And they're trying to crush you for doing God's work. So I want to say, please go to MetaxasTalk.com. You'll see the banner. I ask you to give generously. I'll give you a phone number. If you don't want to go to MetaxasTalk.com, you can dial 855-385-0596. That's 855-385-0596. We really need your help. Please dial 855-385-0596 or go to MetaxasTalk.com. Right now. For more than 10 years, Patriot Mobile has been America's only Christian conservative wireless provider, standing behind their values and their exceptional service. They're an example of putting the cause ahead of profits, and it's why I am proud to partner with them. Starting today, Patriot Mobile is extending their Black Friday deal to the Every Friday Matters deal, and you can get a free smartphone when you switch today. Patriot Mobile offers dependable nationwide coverage, giving you access to all three major networks, which means you get the same coverage you've been accustomed to without funding the left. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're supporting free speech, religious freedom, the sanctity of life, our veterans and first responders, and more. Their 100% U.S.-based customer service team makes switching easy. Keep your number, keep your existing phone, or for a limited time, get a free smartphone from Patriot Mobile. Go to patriotmobile.com/Metaxas or call 972-PATRIOT and use promo code FRIDAY76. Again, get a free smartphone with promo code FRIDAY76. This is a limited time offer. Join me, make the switch today, patriotmobile.com/Metaxas or call 972-PATRIOT.
As you know, Mike Lindell has a passion to help you get the best sleep of your life. After he invented the world's best pillow, he created the famous Giza Dream Sheets. They're the best sheets you'll ever sleep on. The best night's sleep just got even better. For a limited time, you'll get a queen size set for $59.98, king size just $69.98, the lowest prices in history. Mike and the MyPillow employees continue to be canceled by big box stores and attacked by the media. They appreciate all of your great support during these times and want to thank you by giving you the best specials on all their MyPillow products. To get the best specials ever, go to MyPillow.com or call 800-978-3057. Use promo code ERIC. You get the famous Giza Dream Sheets, queen size $59.98, king size $69.98. You'll also get 60% off the original My Slippers. So call 800-978-3057 or go to MyPillow.com, promo code ERIC. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code ERIC. Great bargains. MyPillow.com, promo code ERIC.
Hey, folks, welcome back. We are in a war for liberty and for freedom in America. We have aggressive forces on the secular left trying to crush dissent, trying to crush organizations like pregnancy centers around America that are doing God's work, making no money, doing God's work. And the secular left wants to crush them. We're talking to Caleb Dalton with the Alliance Defending Freedom about this case with First Choices in New Jersey. And again, we need everybody's help. I beg you, folks, get in the game. Whatever you give, give what you can give. You go to MetaxasTalk.com or you can dial the number we've given. But give what you can give for such a time as this. Whatever you have is for God's purposes, and I want to encourage people. I also want to say we throw this out there. Whenever I'm doing something like this, one of the things that I can give is my time, which is becoming increasingly precious. And if there's anybody out there who can give a tax-deductible gift of $15,000, I would be honored to spend the evening with you. It can be with your family. You can get together a group. It can just be three of us or 20 of us, whatever you want to do. You pick the venue and you set it up. You pay for the dinner, but I give my time. I'm delighted to do that. I've met so many heroes across America as a result of this, and so it will be my privilege to work that out. If there's anybody listening and wants to spend that kind of time with me, I get around the country. We could do it in New York or we could do it in your city, but the phone number is 855-385-0596, 855-385-0596, or just go to MetaxasTalk.com. And Caleb Dalton, how long have you been with the Alliance Defending Freedom?
I've had the privilege to work here for over 11 years now on several different teams. It's been truly an honor. I have worked for other nonprofit organizations in the world, around the country. And I know a lot of times people say, you know, we're in the fight, we need your help. And I think one of the coolest things about working here is we're not just in the fight, we're here to win. At the Supreme Court, we've won 15 cases just in the last 13 years. We have an over 80% win rate. So we do what we do with excellence because of the people who are willing to fund and donate. Because all of these clients, the resource centers you were talking about, we represent them for free. So they're not getting charged a dime because they couldn't afford to pay it. But God has given us this mission to go out there and win, and we try to fulfill that mission to the best of our ability.
Well, listen, I just love you guys, and I obviously believe so strongly in what you're doing, and I know most in my audience do as well. So that's why I ask everybody to participate, even if you can give a little bit, folks, just participate, be a part of fighting. Go to MetaxasTalk.com, or you can call 855-385-0596. Caleb, what are some of the other battles that ADF is fighting right now? The one we just talked about obviously just gets to me. It's just unbelievable how the secular left is just vicious and aggressive. I mentioned Kamala Harris. These people are so aggressive and so vicious in trying to crush those with whom they disagree. It's unbelievable. But what are some of the other cases that we might discuss?
So we probably don't have time to cover them all. We get over 6,000 requests for help every year. So, but two cases we have the Supreme Court's hearing this month and next month, we represent doctors who are challenging the FDA's approval and just reckless behavior regarding chemical abortion drugs. So that'll be heard by the Supreme Court later this month. We're assisting the Idaho Attorney General's office, protecting their pro-life laws. They're in Idaho. The federal government is actually coming after them, has sued the state of Idaho, saying you can't have your pro-life laws. You have to perform abortions.
Hang on. Now that's confusing because Roe v. Wade was overturned thanks to Donald Trump, in case anybody's scoring at home. Roe v. Wade was overturned. So help me understand, how can the federal government be going after Idaho? Does not Idaho have a right to figure this out as a state?
It absolutely does, but the federal government doesn't care what the law says. They're inventing a new law, a new interpretation of a 30-year-old law, the Emergency Room Act, that would, you know, prohibits emergency rooms from turning away indigent clients that can't pay, right? Every state abides by that. The Biden administration is saying, no, we actually interpret that law now to say you have to provide elective abortions in your emergency rooms. And that is a complete violation of the law. And it flies in the face of what the Supreme Court said in Dobbs, just like you said. So that case will be heard. We're assisting the Attorney General's office there. It'll be heard next month at the Supreme Court.
Okay. So if you thought Roe v. Wade was overturned and that's that, I guess we were wrong, because the secular pro-abortion left doesn't care. And whatever they – I mean, I think the key for us to understand is whatever they can get away with, they will do. Anything they can get away with, they will get away with. And so it's up to us to stop them and to say, no, that's wrong, that's unconstitutional, and we are going to take you to court to fight. And usually we'll win. But if we don't take them to court and fight, we lose. And you just said it, Caleb. ADF gets thousands of requests. Most of them it cannot take up because, folks, ADF does not have unlimited resources. They don't have unlimited lawyers to fight. So if you care about this nation, if you care about liberty, folks, please give to ADF. Go to MetaxasTalk.com today. Give as generously as you can give. Because, listen, if we don't use our money for God's purposes now, your money will be useless in a few years. These rights are being taken away more and more and more. There won't be a case to support. There won't be an ADF to support at some point. We have to understand that. And I try to make that case in my book, Letter to the American Church, and in the film and everywhere I go speaking, that if you don't win now, if you don't fight now, it's over. We have a small window of opportunity. And I think this is why I speak with this urgency, folks, because when you look at what happened in Germany, they had a couple of years where they could fight. They had legal recourse in 33 and 34. That went away day by day by day. It went away. And I want to be real clear, that's what's happening in America. So you've got to be all in now. If you have a penny, spend it now. If you have energy, use it now. The website, I'm asking you as strongly as possible to pitch in. MetaxasTalk.com is the website. You'll see the banner there. I'm begging you, folks, please step up, be a hero at this time. The phone number, 855-385-0596, 855-385-0596. Caleb, thank you. Okay, folks, welcome back. We're doing a campaign with the Alliance Defending Freedom. We need your help. We need your help, folks. Every day I do my best to kind of exhort you to jump in and to help with our friends at the Alliance Defending Freedom. They are a nonprofit legal defense organization that is going back in front of the Supreme Court March 26th. They are heroes. They are genius lawyers who are fighting for religious liberty. On March 26th, they go in front of the Supreme Court. They're arguing the case against the Food and Drug Administration, okay, because the Food and Drug Administration, we've talked about this on the program, has endangered the health and safety of women and girls by unlawfully removing its original safety standards on harmful abortion drugs. We need to replay that interview to remind you. It's unbelievable. So the Alliance Defending Freedom is going to bat. We want you to help them. We want you to go to MetaxasTalk.com. Folks, please do it. Go there. And by the way, we have a clip. Jean Marie Davis is – her story is she once considered an abortion, but then decided to keep her baby with the help of a pregnancy resource center. Many of you know my wife, Suzanne, ran one of those for 12 years here in New York. The right of the pregnancy resource center to operate was defended in court by ADF, okay, despite efforts to muzzle this pregnancy center's pro-life message by the legislature in Vermont. So everywhere you look, you have people trying to, you know, crush folks like the ones at the Pregnancy Resource Center. Everywhere you look, ADF are the heroes. They come in, they fight in court, and they win. So let's play the story of Jean Marie Davis. Let's hear this.
Had it not been for Lions Defending Freedom and the Pregnancy Center, I would be dead. They saved my life. Now it is my turn to defend the very cause that saved me. Vermont wants to shut down pregnancy centers because we don't support the state's extreme abortion agenda. Our work powerfully shows that there is real help for men, women, and children in need.
It's unbelievable. Folks, get in the fight. Get in the fight. I don't know what you need to do, you know, ultimately, but right now, just giving to the Alliance Defending Freedom, anything you give to them means you're in the fight. They're in the fight, and they're in the fight for us, whether we give them a dime or don't. But we should, obviously, because they're not getting wealthy off of this, okay? Like Planned Parenthood is, and like so many others from doing what they're doing. They're doing it because it's the right thing to do. So that's just another example. We've got many more, but I want to exhort you to go to MetaxasTalk.com. The banner for ADF is right there. Your generous gift will make it possible for them to keep standing up for courageous clients all across America, like the woman who just spoke. There's a phone number if you prefer not to go to MetaxasTalk.com and give online. You can call 855-385-0596. Again, the number, 855-385-0596. We really need everybody who listens to this program to get in the fight and step up. Do what you can. MetaxasTalk.com is the banner. If you click on MetaxasTalk.com, you'll see the banner and you can give that way, or you can just dial 855-385-0596. Call 855-385-0596, 855-385-0596, or go to MetaxasTalk.com.
As you know, Mike Lindell has a passion to help you get the best sleep of your life. After he invented the world's best pillow, he created the famous Giza Dream Sheets. They're the best sheets you'll ever sleep on. The best night's sleep just got even better. For a limited time, you'll get a queen size set for $59.98, king size just $69.98, the lowest prices in history. Mike and the MyPillow employees continue to be canceled by big box stores and attacked by the media. They appreciate all of your great support during these times and want to thank you by giving you the best specials on all their MyPillow products. To get the best specials ever, go to MyPillow.com or call 800-978-3057. Use promo code ERIC. You get the famous Giza Dream Sheets, queen size $59.98, king size $69.98. Use the promo code ERIC. Great bargains. MyPillow.com, promo code ERIC.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.